I know people like to call Jarryd Hayne the Hayne plane. Well, if he is a plane, he's a fucking Malaysian one. I know everyone says Cameron Smith is the best hooker ever, but for mine, he was no Brad Drew. Sam Burgess always reminds me of that group Fountains of Wayne, because it just makes you think of being horny about someone's mum. Welcome to the latest episode of The Voluntary Tackle, the first NRL podcast to distribute its own branded Todd Carney water fountains. I'm your host, Eamon Brown, at least for now, until my job is inevitably taken over by James Bracey. On the show today, we will discuss who will be Jarryd Hayne's 55th coaching victim, and also hypothesise on what Neil Henry will do next, and why having your life ruined by a high-profile narcissist can have its challenges. We'll also talk about why Robbie Farah has been shopped around more times than a soiled mattress in a St Vincent de Paul's op shop, and we ask how it's possible a team lost to the Bulldogs. Plus our exclusive interview with Ricky Stewart and much, much more. But first, the race to see who will be fired as the next Titans coach is on. Lots of candidates have been thrown up. We have Kevin Walters, Jeff Toovey, the Walker brothers, Adrian Lamb, Mal Meninga, and Jarryd Hayne has not surprisingly already put his hand up for the role. The way he sees it, he already calls most of the shots. Why not make it official? But before we do anything, let's go through the candidates, and let's start off with Jeff Toovey. Now, does Jeff really need the stress of working for a club like the Titans? He appeared to have quite an angry head vein at the Eagles, and they used to win a lot. I can't imagine what kind of investigations he might want to demand coaching the Titans. On the plus side, he might not have to launch too many investigations himself, you know, because the Gold Coast area already has quite a few police investigations already. They have plenty of board investigations going on in regards to efficiency, and the people of the Gold Coast are collectively investigating why Jarryd Hayne was ever signed. So in other words, they've already chock full of investigations, so I'm not sure they will need Jeff Toovey's unique blend of angry short man meets solid tactical nous. So I'm putting a line through him. Next we have the Walker brothers. I have a lot of time for the Walker brothers. Not Chris Walker, obviously. Very little time for Chris. But Ben and Shane are great. They've claimed today that if they were given the job of coaching the Titans, they would bring Jarryd Hayne into line. Given most people feel there is more chance of the Adelaide Rams being resurrected than a coach bringing Hayne into line, I'm just wondering how the Walker brothers plan to do it. Is it corporal punishment? Cut off a leg? But you can't really do that because Jarryd already plays like he's only got one leg. Then he'd just be rolling around on the ground every tackle, unable to get up. Again, something he does quite well already. So I'm not all that convinced that the Walker brothers have it in them to bring Hayne into line, so I'm putting a line through them as well. Next we have Kevin Walters. Now, the worry with Kevy is that he has already proven himself to be someone who can make questionable calls when selecting fullbacks in his team. We all remember that time he thought Darius Boyd was better than Billy Slater. On a side note, I really wish the NRL listened to me and drug tested Kevy after that one. So for that reason alone, I'm putting a line for Kevy as well. So with all this talk about the Titans needing an X factor to be successful, I think in terms of coaching, there needs to be a left field alternative. Perhaps even someone who has no affiliation with rugby league at all, like a Steve Vizard or a nudge from Hey Dad. Anyway, those are just my thoughts. More to come.
Drop the ball, Gus.
No.
We've gone off half cocked.
No.
Sit down. There is no party.
Just a reminder that the Voluntary Tackle is brought to you by the Lynx knockoff brand, Lynxia, the only deodorant on the market that has perfected the body odour of James Graham. Just one liberal spray will have you smelling like a husky Englishman for months. So now on to the topic of Robbie Farah. And in one of the more predictable stories of the year, it seems as though South Sydney no longer want Robbie Farah. You remember Robbie, he's the coach killer from south of the border. From all reports, Robbie is eating away at morale at Redfern faster than a staph infection eats away at Corey Oates. And the reason I can only assume is because Farah insists on passing the ball from dummy half to himself, as is the ludicrous height of his selfish play. So what next for Farah if he gets let go at South Sydney? Personally, I think Robbie needs to go play with himself for a while. I mean, not like that. I don't mean go away and touch himself. I mean, he should go and form his own franchise from the comfort of his living room, where people's lives don't suffer on the back of his decisions. No doubt in time, even Robbie's imaginary team will get the shits with him when Victor the Invisible Porcupine blows up for never getting good service at first receiver. That will be a dark day for Robbie's imaginary team. But until that day, which could take weeks, it'd be good to give Robbie time to stop, reflect, breathe, and then decide more clearly which club he would like to ruin next.
Drop the ball, Gus.
No.
We've gone off half-cocked.
No.
Sit down. There is no party.
And now it's time to reveal the secret sound from our competition last week. For those who missed it, here it is again. That was the sound of Jackson Hastings watching a first grade game and fold from the crowd. Congratulations to our lucky winners. So now to the Bulldogs. So in a case so rare people were demanding refunds on their tickets because they simply assumed they were at the wrong match, the Bulldogs actually scored some points on the weekend. Gone was the Des Hasler game plan to push for a nil-all draw at full time and then sneakily try to play some attacking football in the final stages of Golden Point. And in with this new plan of passing the ball more than once. And by Joe, it worked. The Doggies proved their critics wrong and were able to secure a victory before their 2020 deadline. Michael Leisha was so shocked that he participated in a try assist that he fainted on the field. It took a little while for people to notice, of course, because, you know, Leisha's quite slow out of dummy half, and so he sort of just lay there for about 8 minutes before the game was officially stopped. But it was great to see the Blue and Whites finally having something to cheer for other than the impending retirement of the Morris twins.
Drop the ball, Gus.
No.
We've gone off half-cocked.
No.
Sit down. There is no party.
And now, as promised, our exclusive interview with Canberra coach Ricky Stewart. Here it is.
When I talk of character you are, mate, if you get a forearm in the head, what would you do?
That was Ricky Stewart chastising our show aggressively there. And now to wrap up by giving you my tips for the games ahead this week. First, we have the Broncos taking on the Eels. Great value for the Eels at $4 here. Anybody's game, but I'll have to lean with the Broncos in a tight one. I'm also tipping Benji Marshall to have a very strong 3.5 minutes from the bench. Probably around the 73rd to 76th minutes. Next, we have the Raiders and the Knights. The Knights have actually proved themselves to be quite a bogey team for the Raiders, and they should put in a good showing. But with the Raiders still a chance of making the 8 mathematically, look for them to take this one. Also keep an eye out for Kurt Baptiste. Just go and say g'day to him. He doesn't have many people coming and saying g'day to him. Next on the slate is the Tigers-Cowboys match. Tigers playing some good football over the last month and the Cowboys look shakier than an epileptic on a treadmill. So I'm leaning with the Tigers in this one. Next game we have the Titans taking on the Bulldogs. No one really cares about that match. Next. Storm versus the Rabbits. This should be a close one. A very hard-fought game with the Storm ultimately prevailing and showing too much class in the final 20. On a side note, Adam Reynolds is also staring down the barrel of a personal milestone. He could potentially become the most injured player in a calendar season. So get out there and cheer on an ACL injury for Adam. The next match is the Roosters and Sharks. Now, the Roosters simply can't play the Sharks. They have about as much chance of beating them as Channel 10 does of making a profit. So with that in mind, the Sharks by 12. Then we have the Warriors taking on the Eagles. Seriously, who knows? Sean Johnson is back. Is that a good thing? I don't know. Will Cherry Evans be trying this week? I hope so. Last week, DCE thought he was watching the game on Fox with a beer in one hand and a really large paycheck in the other. Eagles to win for some reason, I don't know. And finally, we have the Panthers-Dragons match. This should be a very good match, actually. The Dragons tried very hard last week against the Broncos and still had their asses handed to them. And I've got to be honest, I don't think anyone can stop the Panthers' charge this week. So Penrith to win by 10. And if you like novelty bets, you can also get $4 on Peter Wallace to look largely casual but still very effective. That wraps up the Voluntary Tackle podcast for this week. So until next week, just do what Gavin Badger would do and be professionally outperformed by your wife. Bye for now. I'm convinced that Nathan Cleary and Ivan Cleary are just separate parts of a conjoined twin who have escaped each other. I've actually asked him, and Regan Campbell-Gillard is not related to Julia Gillard. He completely denies it, but he does say he'd love to bang her. I'm sick of Elliot Whitehead telling that joke about him being squeezed out of the team. It's just fucking gross.